Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. It's 8:32, Friday Food Club time, and every year around 1 million tonnes of food are thrown away by UK hospitality and food businesses. Now, that's equivalent to 18% of all food purchased in that sector, or one in six meals served. We have with us Gemma Burley, who is here from Cambridge Sustainable Food. Morning, Gemma.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For coming
Good
in.
Morning.
I've just come back from Vegas. And one of the things, as you do, it was work, no one believes me.
Oh, what can you do?
Portion sizes, I'd completely forgotten. I flew in and slept forever, got up, and I thought, I know, I've got to have a burger. And so I had it all planned, and I thought, okay, well, I'll get a little side first, just to start
Keep
things off.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't need to eat for 24 hours after that. And it made me think the amount of waste, because the portion sizes, we have enough trouble here, you know, but you add in the States. And as those figures suggest, though, it just adds up.
Those are some terrifying numbers.
Yeah, they are.
So what the campaign, which you're starting with the Cambridge Sustainable Food, is to encourage the hospitality industry, which is an awful ghastly term, restaurants, hotels,
cafes, presumably
when I, you know, turn up at one of these little journalist parties and they give me cheese and nibbles, it's, although sometimes you think they don't have enough, actually, rather than the other way around, but all added together.
Yes, it's a shocking amount of food. So it's, as you say, about 1 million tonnes a year being thrown away by those businesses, which is about £2.5 billion worth of food. And we know that obviously throwing all that food away is not only kind of wasting food that could go to perhaps people that need it, but it's also kind of all the environmental impacts that go along with producing that food. So all the land that's required and the water that's required to grow the food, the transport, the energy used there, the refrigeration, all of that stuff is all wasted because it's ending up going in the bin.
Do you think this is something which has gotten worse in recent years, or has it always been the case? And because we're more environmentally aware than we once were, people are starting to, you know, sit up and take a bit of notice.
Yeah. Well, I think after the war with rationing, people were obviously a lot more aware of the waste that they were. Well, I don't think people really had food waste. Mm. I mean, chatted to quite a few older people.
I don't think it was the food to waste, really, was there?
Well, that's it. People just wanted to eat it, which is great. And then I think as we've gone through kind of the last few years and seeing kind of buy one, get one free offers in supermarkets and really low prices of food in supermarkets kind of encourages people, I think, often to buy more food.
Don't set me off on buy one, get one free. But, you know, buy one, get one you don't need free,
well,
basically.
This is it, isn't it? Often.
Just smaller packets would do.
I absolutely agree. So I think things did get worse, and I think now we are seeing a sea change. So there's a lot of information in the media, there's a lot of good campaigns, there's a lot of good lobbying going on. France have recently made a rule that actually businesses have to divert their surplus food to charities in need. We're seeing a lot of big supermarkets in this country do that. And I think that is transferring through to the hospitality sector. There's some really good work going on, but there's loads more to do as well.
So how do you start getting them on the straight and narrow, as it were?
So the first step is really to work with different businesses to help them measure their food waste. So as glamorous as it sounds, it's basically separating the different types of food waste they produce into different bins. So I have an exciting life. So
we like bins here.
I saw your recycling in the studio.
We do our best.
So separating their food waste into waste that's come from spoiled food, waste from their kitchens, from preparing the food, and then waste that's coming back from plates, so customer plates, food that's left over. And from that, through weighing that over a course of 3 days, we can then see, okay, this is where most of your waste is coming from. Maybe it's from customers' plates. And from that, we then work with them to come up with ideas to help them to reduce the waste.
Have you found, like, you going in with those eyes on, saying to the guys in the kitchen, opening their eyes really to like what's coming back off the plate. Are they kind of surprised by what you're what they're seeing, what you're showing them?
Yeah.
I find it very annoying if you go to, I don't know, a catered lunch or something, and there's like a lovely platter of sandwiches, and for absolutely no reason there's a sprinkling of green salad leaves, which no one is going to eat because they don't look good enough to eat. They look like they are literally just dressing the plate. But you've made the effort to purchase put it on the plate, and I know you're going to put it all in the bin now. Is that so? Is that, I'm just wondering, is that the kind of thing that they've
picked up on?
Yeah.
Yeah. So through doing the weighing, obviously, it does give you numbers as to how heavy a lot of this waste is that you're throwing away. And also, we work with the teams, work with staff to say, okay, what are you seeing that's commonly coming back? Is it that loads of chips are coming back from people's plates or bread? So through that kind of information, we can then work with the team to actually say, okay, looks like there's kind of an issue here. Could we maybe tinker with the portion sizes slightly, maybe giving people options on a large or a small
fry? Do you think members of the public feel like they're being shortchanged if they don't get a plate full of food? Or does that,
you know? I think we did some work with Smokeworks where they actually engaged customers in having slightly smaller portions and what they thought about it. And actually the feedback was fine. And I think people understand that we're trying to reduce food waste. And obviously if you want a larger portion, it's there and we won't penalise you for it. So they're the sorts of things that we're talking about with different businesses.
So yeah, talk to us a little bit about some of the local businesses that you're working with.
So we've worked with Cambridge Cookery School, which was really good fun. So a few months back now, and they actually, through what they're doing, they're actually taking their surplus food that's kind of, you know, slightly past its best, that they wouldn't serve up to customers. They're actually cooking that up into something delicious. So something like squidgy tomatoes, which you couldn't serve raw.
That's
cooking
it.
That up into something nice, taking in the surplus food from their suppliers as well to make meals to go to Jimmy's homeless shelter.
Fantastic.
On a Friday. So really nice message. And because they're so low waste, because they're doing such great stuff with diverting their surplus food, they're actually Cambridge's first zero food waste cafe. So that was a really fantastic thing to be able to promote. We've also worked with Selwyn College, who had done some good work around self-service and trying to encourage people to take the portions that they want rather than giving them a standard default size that not everybody
would
eat.
Because we come in different shapes and sizes.
Exactly.
And some people genuinely want more food because they need it to sustain themselves.
Yeah, so Selwyn College introduced a self-service veg section, which sounds really kind of quite simple, but actually they saw about 12% reduction on their food waste through that process. Lots of good stuff. We've been working with the Tick Alarms out in Whittlesford. They've been measuring actually for a whole month because they were so keen and saw it as such a useful project. They've started actually composting some of their veg peelings on site. They've got this beautiful garden that they grow some of the produce for their meals.
Oh, yeah.
So there's been some really good stories coming out of existing good practice and as well as some new projects through the campaign.
Fantastic stuff.
So this particular campaign, I gather, is being funded by the City Council.
That's right.
With support from waste experts at RAP.
Yes.
Who are they?
They're the government level, the kind of national level body on waste and resources.
So I've never heard of them, although there's a few other things going on in government at the moment as well, which might have shielded any publicity that they're getting. So businesses, I'm sure there's a few listening this morning, if they're thinking, yeah, well, maybe we should take a look at this. What's their course of action? Are they in touch with you or with RAP? What's the best way?
Yeah, so we've got lots of resources on our website that can get you started. So have a look at our website, which is www.cambridgesustainablefood.org, and go to our business section. You'll see there our campaign, Taste Not Waste. We've got all sorts of resources under there that can help you to start measuring and ideas to help you reduce your food waste. There's also my contact details on there as
That's
well.
That's also very useful. And I'm thinking to myself, this is really something which at a domestic level as well,
yes,
could be done and sorted out. I'm assuming that the principles are kind of the same.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it's really making the most of what you're buying, trying to think about inventive ways to use maybe some of the things you might throw away, and trying to eat everything up before it goes off.
Yeah.
And is this the competition? So the Taste Not Waste competition that you've got for the chefs.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that. I'm quite intrigued.
Yeah, so this is our competition we're running till next Wednesday. We're asking chefs from restaurants, cafes, caterers around Cambridge to come up with a food waste reducing recipe. So it might be things that commonly end up in the bin that you might be able to make use of, things like, I don't know, cauliflower leaves, or thinking about inventive ways to use broccoli stalks. I don't know.
Oh, I love broccoli stalks.
Send them my way with a dab of butter on that. What do you find?
Yeah, it always helps when there's some butter on there, doesn't it? So we're asking chefs to come up with a recipe that is quite inventive in terms of reducing food waste. The deadline for entries is 5 o'clock Wednesday, the 17th of April, next week. If you visit our website, you can find full details about how to enter.
Fantastic.
I think you need to come in and bring the winning chef with you as well.
Yes. I'm hoping I might get a taste of the winning dish. It's one of the perks of the job.
Seems entirely reasonable. Gemma, thank you very much
for coming in to
speak to us this morning. Gemma Burley of Cambridge Sustainable Food, which takes us to 18 minutes before 9. Cambridge 105 Radio.